This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's very promising for the future.
Stevenson again! Ramondre Stevenson has his third touchdown of the game! Throw for 35.
Pretty good game for Ramondre yesterday, Keith.
I would say so, yeah.
I've done the mea culpa on him many times this year.
Yeah.
But I was done with him after, was it the Pittsburgh game?
Yeah, a couple fumbles.
Done with him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
That was smart on your part. That was a good call by you.
And, it turns out Mike Vrabel knows what he's doing, and I don't. Because Ramondre yesterday, and really both Dolphins games.
Yeah.
Has been just an absolute
great
monster right from the first carry yesterday.
I thought he's
going to get stuffed for, 2 yards or whatever. He's going to get some positive yards. And he kept pushing the pile and darted out of a tackle. And you're like, okay. So the issue with him has been, and maybe will continue to be, but it hasn't been for a while, the fumbling. And if he holds on to the football, he's a good back. And we were reminded of that. And good for the coaching staff for sticking with him and not listening to people like me. Mm-hmm. Here, hour number two, Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday. We will get to what happened week 18 coming up about 25 minutes from now. So stay tuned for it with all your phone calls at 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday. We're joined by Patriots linebacker Christian Ellis. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots powered by Verizon 5G. Christian Ellis, how we doing this week?
I'm good. How about you guys?
We're doing great. Probably not as well as you. You're back to the postseason. First time the Patriots have hosted a playoff game since 2019. It's prime time. What do you expect from that environment on Sunday night?
Yeah, no, I expect it to be electric. I know it will be. We have some great fans out here, so we're excited that we're able to host a playoff game for not only for ourselves, our teams, our families, but also for the fans that enjoy watching us. So it'll be a good time.
How would you say how do you feel about the defense on a whole for the entire season? Sort of the ups and downs of the season now that the regular season is in the books. Obviously, the record is great. The numbers are good. But how would you feel you and the defense played this year?
Yeah, I think we did a great job. I think we did a great job coming together. There was a lot of injuries we had to deal with. There's a lot of off the field stuff we had to deal with. And we came together at the end of the day and we were able to become one of the better defenses in the league. And we have so much talent and we have so much, camaraderie is the word, where we'll play on the line for each other. We'll put everything on the line for each other. So, yeah, I'm proud of our guys and I couldn't be happier to be in a different group or in another group.
Well, and you'd mentioned sort of some of the off the field stuff that's been going on, some of it recently, and without getting into the specifics of it, but with a couple of star players on the team, how do you guys make sure that that is not a distraction? Because it didn't appear to be at all in the game yesterday, and then also it remains not one going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really thought about that type of stuff. We weren't worried about it. For us, our job is to play football. Our job is to win these games, and especially now in the playoffs, it's win or go home. So that's what we're focused on.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker here on Jones and Keefe. 1 year ago today, Jerod Mayo fired by the New England Patriots. You guys go out, you win 14 games, you win the division, you're the 2 seed in the AFC, you're hosting the Chargers on Sunday night. How does a turnaround like this happen?
Honestly, it starts with the head man. He sets the tone. He sets the environment that we're in. He's been an amazing coach. Rage has been an amazing leader of this team. Secondly, we went out and we got some amazing players, guys that weren't on the team last year that made huge contributions, guys that, you know, I didn't know of, or, you know, we drafted them or whatever it was, and they come in and they become a part of the family, and they dominate on the field. So that, and then last thing was the guys that were here in the past were able to share experiences like, hey, this is what we shouldn't do, this is what we should do. Guys who've been on winning teams, losing teams, and guys who were here the last few years were able to share, you know, a little bit of our knowledge and be like, hey, like, we've seen it done this way, it shouldn't be done this way, or this is what worked in the past and this is what worked on those teams and we should keep doing that. I think it was a whole combined effort, but starting with the head man for sure.
Yeah, I think it was our first or second time talking with you at the beginning of the season about how in the offseason you had a real choice. You almost signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. You ultimately re-signed here with the Patriots. I mean, you really couldn't have picked two different seasons. I mean, the Raiders are going to have the number one pick in the draft. They just finished 3-14. Meanwhile, you're on your way to hosting a playoff game at 14-3. How much have you allowed yourself to think about how close that decision was and what this year could have been like for you?
Honestly, I haven't dwelt on that too much. I kind of live where my feet are at. Where my feet are is where I'm going to focus my energy, where focus my mindset on. Obviously it didn't work out over there on that end, but, you know, the moment Elliot called me and told me, you know, they wanted me back and, you know, we were going to get this thing rolling, my mind's been here, you know. So I haven't really thought about it too much, to be completely honest with you.
I know you guys just played yesterday, and it's early in the week to think too much about the LA Chargers, but what jumps out about that matchup with Justin Herbert and the offense over there?
From off of what of the film I've watched, they do a good job moving the ball around. They do a good job running the ball. Obviously, Justin Herbert. He plays hard. He's smart. He distributes the ball well. Great quarterback. He seems to always be doing the right things. So as a defense, you know, it's going to be a challenge, and it's an exciting game, first game of the playoffs for sure.
You know, after not having him for a few games, how good was it to get Milton Williams back on the field for you guys?
Talk about a tone setter. That's the guy right there. He's a disruptive force. He's a guy that we always want on our D-line. I can't speak highly enough about him. I love playing behind him because he's so disruptive and he allows me to do a lot of things. He allows me to play free. I'm very happy that he's back, and hopefully we can get some of our other guys back and get this playoff push going.
Christian Ellis, Patriots linebacker, Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe. Good luck on Sunday against the Chargers. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
All right,
bye.
Thank you.
Christian Ellis here on WEEI. It is interesting when you talk about this matchup against the Chargers and what they do well and some of the leadership there. I assumed he was talking about Milton Williams, but I'm happy you asked him specifically when he's like, hey, there are some guys who came from winning situations and they knew what it took to win and they came in and led. That's who I assumed he was talking about, but good job by getting him to actually answer that.
Yep, put his feet to the fire.
His feet.
He is where his feet are.
Thank you. He lives where his feet are. What was it? Something like that?
Like, yeah. Mac Hollins says the same thing. He's a big foot guy. It's fine.
It's all right. We're feet guys. But no, he also mentioned that Elliot Wolf was the one who reached out to him.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Interesting. I was like, who'd he pass you on to?
He's like,
hey, it's Elliot calling. I got Mike on the line. Like, who'd he pass you on to?
That's what his phone did. Yeah. It rings like that.
Or, you know, no offense to our guy Christian Ellis, but
you're
like,
about to insult two people. Don't do that.
Does Elliot Wolf handle certain transactions, and maybe Mike Vrabel handles other transactions?
He might have been on the line with Milton Williams, is what you're saying? Maybe.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know what else was going on that day.
But a good choice made by Christian Ellis
to
be on the Patriots this year instead of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Correct.
Yeah.
You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. We'll get to what happened coming up from week 18. It is a crazy turnaround. Again, 1 year ago today, Mayo out.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
wild.
Vrabel
it was 10 seconds after the game ended. So like, is this press conference over? All right, bring him into your office.
Well,
let him go.
You want to think about
immediately.
You want to think about how far they've come. Forget that they were a 4-win, really a 3-win team.
Yeah.
A year ago. Just think about the Chargers matchup. Remember that Chargers game last year? 40-7, I think it was.
It didn't go great.
It was poor.
Yeah.
It is what it was.
Yeah,
May got knocked out. He came back.
Yeah.
It felt like where Mayo like officially got fired, even though it wasn't official yet.
Yeah. He had a few games last year that you're like, this is
there
it.
Was some, there was that Cardinals game that was bad.
The international game. Was that
the
Colts?
International.
Who was that against?
That was the Jags.
Oh, that was the Jags. Oh, when they just ran wild on him.
The Colts one was the Mac Jones.
That was Bill.
Game.
That was Bill the year before.
Right. I'm getting them all confused.
Yeah,
I'm getting the 4-win seasons confused.
There were a lot of low points in there, but it's like, so they get smashed by the Chargers, and then Mayo's out. So 1 year ago today, they're firing Mayo. We're like, what are you going to do? How's it going to look? Is Drake May the guy? Is Vrabel going to be the next coach? What's he going to do? What's his coaching staff going to look like?
Well,
are they going to spend money? We have all these questions.
We didn't know about that. Vrabel seemed like the obvious guy, but there was a little, cause for concern because Robert Kraft was so dead set that it was Gerard Mayo, and then he'd be like so dead set that it's Vrabel. And you're like, Vrabel at least has the track record. We've seen him be a head coach in the NFL. He's worked with different teams. He has a much bigger Rolodex when it comes to like bringing in other coaches and things like that. So it was a much, 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 much safer pick. But it was like former player that Robert Kraft loves. You're like, that's who you're going to right away? You're not even, you didn't even do any real interviews. They had the sham interviews with everybody else, but we knew it was like Vrabel was going to come here and really couldn't have been any better. Like, I don't like outside of what, 17-0, you really couldn't have been any better because it was not just winning a lot of games, it was the development of the quarterback. And is your year two quarterback taking a step forward? The guy we're arguing for to be the MVP of the league. So, like, yeah, it really couldn't have been any better. It was a brutal year last year, but just as equally good this year.
So, maybe you just answered it. Biggest reason for the turnaround is Drake May?
I might go Vrabel.
Okay.
I'm going to go Vrabel because
I would say May, so if we agreed, I was going to ask you who was next. So,
Vrabel. I would say Vrabel is, in this case, and not that overall quarterback greater than coach. We've seen it. We saw it firsthand here, and it was proven out later on. But because Vrabel basically gutted the coaching staff and turned over about half the roster. You know, this is, you know, we were making fun of Stephen A. Smith a couple of weeks ago. Remember when he was like, Vrabel should be coach of the year. It's all the same guys.
Same roster.
It's not.
Yeah.
But I give Vrabel credit for that. Like, I give him credit for being like, yeah, we can take on Steph Diggs. We are going to bring in, you know, guys that I know, like Harold Landry and Robert Splaine. We're going to spend money on Milton Williams. Like, I give him credit for this huge overhaul, and they all talk about the culture and everything else. So a couple years from now, maybe even next year, I'll be like, all right, this is more Drake May's impact on the team being like a Super Bowl contender and all that. But I'll say because of all the different things that he's responsible for, I will go Vrabel in this case.
Real quick, we were asking Christian Ellis about being a Raider.
Yeah, what happened?
Raiders just fired Pete Carroll.
Oh, no.
Pico!
Horrible, horrible hiring. And not a surprise, I guess, on the firing outside of now the Raiders have a million coaches that they're paying. They're paying 1 million coaches.
Yeah, correct.
But that was dumb in real time. I thought that made no sense.
Me and you disagreed. I thought Pete Carroll could at least get them to be like
the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I thought they'd be like 7-8.
Oh, wow.
Like, I thought he could do that over the course of like 3 years and get them respectable. Because he's old. No, I mean, I was wrong.
He's older than Belichick.
So I thought he could do that. I thought he could get like a competitive team and then the next guy could get the infrastructure going like he did in Seattle and then the next guy could take it over.
He signed a 3-year deal, so they got to eat 2 more years of Pete
Carroll.
So
it's another coach. I think the biggest fallacy is that Mark Davis has no money. Mark Davis is paying more coaches than anybody.
Yes, so.
Mark Davis can't fire this guy. He can't afford it. Wrong. He fires every coach. He has like 4 employed coaches right now, including your offensive coordinator. But no.
So who does he have?
Some of this has to stick to Brady, though. The Pete Carroll decision, some of it has to stick to Brady.
He's still paying Gruden,
yep.
Right?
Oh, definitely.
Is he paying Jack Del Rio?
No. Probably not.
He's probably paying Gruden, McDaniels, Pierce, and Carroll, and then the new guy they hired?
Yes.
That is stupid.
They
should go without a coach. I'd go, we're not having one.
Mark Davis just moves downstairs.
Or Geno Smith. Like, you have to be player coach.
Yeah.
We're paying you too much as it is. You have to be the coach now.
Fernando Mendoza.
Because you could have won 3 games with no coach.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You could win 3 games. We could go. I'll coach for borderline.
You and
free.
I?
Yeah.
I have like sort of an air raid system I run in college football, so I might have to bring that in. I'm going to need more receivers. The Raiders can get rid of their backs. I need more wideouts.
I'm going to need more wideouts is what I'm going to need. So anyway, that's from Schefter. Pete Carroll fired in the last couple of moments by the Raiders. By the way, I don't think that's a shock. Schefter basically said it yesterday on Sunday Countdown.
Yeah.
But he is out.
Growing number of job openings.
Yep. Right? And the rumor is that Brady wants to bring in Flores as head coach and Daboll as the OC.
So honestly, I kind of like it. As much as Bill Belichick disciples have not been very good, I actually do kind of like that because Flores has proven he can have really good defenses. Daboll got a lot out of Josh Allen, and then, you know, he had his moments, I would say, offensively with the Giants. Not great, but if he's just your offensive coordinator, that's not bad. I don't hate that.
I'm with you, and I don't like the Belichick tree either, and it typically doesn't work.
No.
That's
it. But those two, though?
Well, and just
the Bryans?
If you're bringing in Tom Brady, don't you need to bring in like some of his guys? Yeah. So I think that makes sense.
And then
sense.
Belichick can text one congratulations when he actually means the other. Yeah. Or put him on a group text.
Yeah.
Just all the Bryans.
Yeah, it's probably the safest one. Get Brian Belichick on there, Brian Flores, Brian Daboll. Get them all on the same text. Just the Brian group text would probably be safe for him.
So what do we got? Raiders join the Giants, Titans, Falcons, Browns.
That sounds right.
Openings?
You said Titans?
Titans, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, because you had a couple in-season ones, and then Raheem Morris with the Falcons goes. So Belichick has to be I know Belichick hasn't exactly covered himself in glory here, but he has to be laughing at both the Falcons and even the Raiders. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they probably spent the whole year laughing at him at
no
UNC.
Doubt. Oh,
but
I don't,
like,
I'm
but,
not saying they
but
didn't.
Yes,
but
he's probably getting a good chuckle about Fontenot and Raheem Morris being out in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, even I wouldn't even say Pete Carroll, because I don't think he was an actual candidate for the Raiders job. But, like, they hired Pete Carroll. So if one of the things holding Belichick out of the NFL was his age, I say one of. I don't think it's the only thing. But if that's one of them, well, a team hired somebody older than him and then already fired him after 1 year. Where he somehow made the team worse.
It's true. So Morris was fired last night. Stefanski this morning. We just got Pete Carroll. And then the only other news that I've seen on the coaching carousel is that the Bengals are keeping Zach Taylor.
Yeah. Well, I also read yesterday that it was what Burrow, Chase, and Higgins all like him.
Yeah, but all the guys in Atlanta like
Chase
Morris.
Chase didn't sound like he liked Zach Taylor after the game yesterday. They asked him if he liked the coaching staff. He goes, they get me the ball, and then I do what I can.
Bijan and...
Oh, Chase had some great post-game stuff yesterday.
Chase hates Myles Garrett because he stopped the game for him.
Yeah, I love it. He's like, that's like me. That's like them stopping the game if I have like 10 catches or whatever. Like, well, not really, but
sure.
I get it.
Yeah, I gotcha. No, Bijan and London were like, we want Raheem Morris back. That didn't matter at all.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, but I feel like Burrow and Chase should have way more say than London and Bijan.
I think just the quarterback probably matters more than anybody else.
Well, and two guys you spent a lot of money on. Like, does London have a contract? No. So, like, they haven't spent a lot of money yet on those guys.
I think
he
got
eligible.
Paid.
Yeah, I think he did.
But regardless, if the quarterback's involved, that's probably going to carry more weight than skill position players. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up on the Patriots and their turnaround. Biggest reason for that, Keith says Vrabel. I'd say May. I do think it's close. I think it's a coin flip on those two. A lot of people giving Robert Kraft credit, including the Fox broadcast yesterday, are very quick to do it. Well, he fired Mayo and he saw the error of his ways.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, I guess. He's also the one who hired him 5 years ago and screwed up everything in the meantime.
Vrabel was available last year. Not to, you know.
If you want to put Kraft on the list, though, go ahead. He spent money in free agency. That would not be my choice. But if you want to go there, do it. A lot of people want to give McDaniels credit as well. So who deserves credit for the turnaround? 617-779-7937. We'll get to that. And we'll get into what happened in Week 18 of the NFL right after trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Billy. Couldn't sit on the couch all day? Well, we've got you covered with
What Happened?
On Jones and Keefe.
Oh, Doctor, week 18 in the NFL, Jones, and a lot on the line. You had a couple games on Saturday. You had a pile of games on Sunday. No Monday night contest as we get set for the playoffs coming up on Saturday. So a bunch of games still had some playoff implications, as we know. One game, and we saw the scoreboard throughout the Patriots game, kept a nice eye on that Broncos-Chargers game.
What happened?
Kind of went how we thought it was going to go, because it was Trey Lance at quarterback for the Chargers.
It's a third and five, and Lance from the pocket gets picked off. Off the deflection, and here we go with the run back inside the 20. McMillan is in for the touchdown.
Yeah, Broncos, no surprise, get the win and the number one seed, home field advantage, 14-3, so same record as the Patriots, but they get the tiebreaker, and they beat the Chargers, who will face the New England Patriots Sunday night here in Foxborough.
I give the Broncos some credit for, like, I think they mostly played their guys yesterday, right?
Bo Nix was out there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they sat their guys down, and that's 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So they were going for the one seed. Maybe they rested a player here and there, but they've played backup quarterbacks 2 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at their whole schedule, they've beaten a lot of crummy This is not that different.
Yeah, I know.
Than what was it, 2022 with Mac Jones, where the Pats just got very fortunate and faced like a bazillion backup quarterbacks?
2021. 2022?
No, I think the next year. I think the next year they were like 8 wins, whatever they were.
Maybe
but
7?
They were facing like the Sam Ellingers of the world guys. So this is not that dissimilar from that. And I wonder if the Broncos are going to have a little trouble throttling back up. I'd say the same thing with the Chargers. Like, the Chargers and Bills, I think, are idiots for mostly sitting their guys yesterday. I understand prioritizing health.
Yeah, Herbert's banged up.
But I think ratcheting that back up into high gear is going to be tough.
I don't know if you saw the Broncos yesterday, but there was no chance they were going to lose in those uniforms.
Those were nice.
Holy mackerel.
Real nice.
Oh, that orange just pops off the screen.
Especially
the light blue helmet.
Trey Lance on the other side, it pops a little
helps.
Extra.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
All right, you mentioned the Buffalo Bills. They were taking on the New York Football Jets.
Hey, what happened?
Mitch Trubisky getting a lot of run there for the Bills, and didn't matter.
Fourth and goal. Trubisky has some time. Throwing end zone. It is Cole Gabe Davis. What a catch by Davis. His first touchdown of the season.
Great catch by Gabe Davis.
It was a nice
catch.
He really did.
Absolute moss.
That was a fourth down, if I'm not mistaken. So
it was a fourth down.
Yeah, Trubisky out there. He was trying to throw picks to the Jets. They get go the full year with no interceptions.
Yeah. No picks. 17 games. Did not have an interception, which is wild. It's never happened before.
Nope.
So that is one of the crazy stats you're going to hear.
How could it possibly?
Yeah. All the different scrubby quarterbacks that have that just chuck the ball around. Even like a Hail Mary or something.
They played a full game minus one snap against Mitch Trubisky. He was like begging to throw picks.
Mitch Trubisky's like, you want one? He was the Nickelodeon Valuable Player, though, first ever.
Good point.
Bills get a 35-8 win, so Buffalo is 12-5. The Jets, meanwhile, 3-14. Now, they won't get the number one pick because based off of the old tiebreakers, it will be the aforementioned Las Vegas Raiders who have fired Pete Carroll. The Jets are sticking with Aaron Glenn, evidently. Also funny, a guy that had a lot of interceptions in his career, coaching a team that had zero.
Yeah, I'd think about moving on from him, but whatever.
I would too, but they'll have the number two pick in the
good
upcoming
for them.
Draft. Yes,
that'll work out.
Yeah. All right, what about the AFC North showdown, Jones? This was the showcase game last night. Winner gets the division, Ravens and Steelers. Wild game came down to this.
Snap good. Holding. The kick is no good. It is wide right. And the Steelers are the champions of the North.
Pittsburgh Steelers hold on to a two-point win, 26-24 over the Ravens. Tyler Loop, you heard there, had a chance to win the game and become a hero. Sadly, became a zero. And Jones, I read a story that apparently his Instagram is not going great. A lot of mean messages sent his way.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Stay off the internet.
Make the 42-yarder
Stay off the net. Big game for Derrick Henry and Zay Flowers, both in a loss.
Zay Flowers. I had a season-long bet fading Zay Flowers. It did not go away. It was very disappointing, those two long
sick touchdowns. Brag, bro.
You had a season-long under bet on Zay Flowers?
No, it was Zay Flowers.
First year you've done this? This is the second year you've done this.
No. Zay Flowers against...
He is a career under. Yeah, I'm betting his career.
Flowers. It was Zay Flowers against Tet McMillan is what it was.
Oh, so Zay Flowers greater than Tet McMillan. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that ended up working out.
Who wouldn't have seen that coming?
Ended up working out for Zay Flowers late. It was in my favor right up
but
until those two
Steelers,
long touchdowns.
You've been doubting them all season long. Aaron Rodgers, 10 win, Tomlin, winning record all the time. They are primed for their classic make the playoffs, lose in the first round.
I thought, they're not.
They are.
They're not going to beat the Texans.
No way.
The Ravens would win that division. Incorrect. That game last night, by the way, boring for the most part until that fourth quarter, unreal. The fourth quarter was
sort of force.
Yeah.
Another division was on the line this weekend. It was the NFC South. Of course, the Patriots have already been crowned the NFC South champions.
Long time ago.
Sweeping the South. So we had this game on Saturday between the Bucs and the Panthers.
What happened?
Mayfield from the pocket, swings it across the middle, touchdown, Cade Otton. And Tampa Bay right down the field on first blood.
First blood? That was on last blood. They won 16-14 on Saturday. Pretty boring game overall.
Real
Panthers
boring.
Needed that win. If the Panthers won, they were automatically the champion. If the Bucs won, which they did, they now had to wait to see the Saints and Falcons game, and that would determine who the winner of the NFC South is.
What so, happened?
I'll tell you.
At least him and Cousins have hooked up. He's at the bottom of your screen as Cousins has a lot of time and throws for the end zone. That's a touchdown, Falcons! Drake London, all alone sitting back there. Former USC star at high school.
What? In high school?
It was Chris Myers, so I had to leave it.
Dude, Chris, but you got to say, the highest stakes game Chris Myers has ever called.
Chris Myers was tossing and turning the night before that game.
He's like, I got to do the what now? They're like, this game matters. You're like, yeah, it matters. Not for the teams playing in it.
Not for them.
No. Did you see Baker Mayfield's wife, I guess, was on Instagram posting pictures and videos of Baker watching this game?
No.
And he was just like, he was not happy. And she's like, making fun of him.
I saw Jake Browning's wife and or girlfriend trotting around. That I saw. I missed.
Sick Greg,
that's in the algorithm as well. That Gronk. Don't get me started on Gronk, by the way. Gronk might be my latest feud. Yeah. I hate Gronk.
I saw. I witnessed
Gronk is
all
so
of this.
Full of crap. Yeah. All they're doing now is removing women's clothes, which is outrageous. No, I'm telling you right now, I don't like that.
Gronk's a crock.
Yes.
How about that? Get that trending.
Gronk will shut that down. I don't care for what Gronk's doing, but I clicked on one of the things. Then I got into an argument with Gronk, and now all I see is people being like, hey, remove her clothes. I'm like, that's gross. Stop it.
I didn't even Terp inform me about that. Terp's like, oh, that's all Gronk does.
Yeah, Terp gets it. So Gronk is like the AI for Twitter that don't know.
Yeah.
It's like Elon Musk's AI.
Uh-huh.
And there's this recent trend, and I'm serious. It's not good. It should be illegal. There'll be like a woman standing there like in front of like a coffee shop, and then somebody will be like, hey, Gronk, put her in a bikini. And then it does.
Mm.
Should not be allowed.
Yeah.
I don't know what law it's breaking,
but
it's a law. I
imagine people are like, hey, throw Jones in a banana hammock. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of that.
So
I bet that's most of the mentions on our Jones and Keefe.
So then
Twitter
I had
account.
This viral tweet yesterday. Yeah. I took the show photo.
Yep.
It's still, people are still talking about it.
Yeah.
There was the five of us, you, me, Nick, Terp, and Billy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, Gronk, remove the guy who ruined the Bozo touchdown parlay.
Mm-hmm.
Gronk responds to me, goes, yeah, we don't really do photo edits. I go, what?
That's all you do.
So then I ask separately. Yeah. I ask Rock, do you edit photos? He goes, yes! Exclamation point. It's like, just tell us what you want. I'm like, this thing's a piece of crap.
But the reason you wanted to remove the bozo from the picture was because Terp blew another bozo touchdown.
Yeah, Terp was in the loser bozo parlay.
No, the misfit.
Sorry.
Misfit. Yeah, we don't want to call them losers.
No, not losers.
Yeah.
Well, they are with Terp, evidently.
They are, yeah.
Not only did he lose a bozo parlay for them, he also took Jahmyr Gibbs, who was like minus 200. Like, that, don't even have him in there. But like Dice and his son, his buddy, and was it Twitch Mitch? They all hit.
Yeah, of course they did.
Anyway, the Saints. The Falcons win that game, which means the Panthers get in the playoffs.
Good
that
for
sense?
Them. Yeah, good for them.
So the Panthers, Bucks, and Falcons all finish at 8-9. The Saints finished at 6-7. But what a fun division. Seahawks and 49ers for the top seed in the NFC.
What happened?
Third down and two. Charbonnet. He's got it and plenty more. Touchdown, Seattle.
Yeah, this is kind of a boring game. I was surprised. I thought the Niners were going to win. They didn't score a touchdown.
The two Saturday games were horrible.
Yeah.
Most of last night until the fourth quarter was horrible. Yeah. So all these high-stakes big games were snoozers until that fourth quarter last night. But the Saturday games were, like, unwatchable.
Yeah. The Seahawks go into San Francisco, and they beat the Niners. So they are the number one seed. They have home field throughout the NFC playoffs. The 49ers, still in the playoffs. They are the sixth seed. They will open against the Eagles. The Rams are the five. They will open with the Panthers. I don't know if you saw this stat. This is an early nominee for stat of the week.
Oh.
Sam Darnold has won 14 games in back-to-back years. Do you know how many quarterbacks have won 14 games in back-to-back years?
I think it's
years?
Just him and Brady,
That's
right?
That's him and Tom Brady.
That's it.
Crazy. I still think he stinks, and I still am going to pick him to lose his first game. But
me too. Oh, I'll be picking against them in two weeks, yeah.
All right, what about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans?
What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Andy Borregalis kicked a really long field goal for the Patriots, which was great to see, 59 yards. But that's nothing compared to this guy, Cam Little.
Cam Little, 67 yards! Oh!
Did he make it? He did.
It's
he
a did. Visual medium, Keith. You saw it go through the uprights.
Cam Little, 67 yards! Oh-ho!
That's a make. That's a make noise.
Oh-ho? Is it make? So it went through.
Oh, no! Would be a miss.
The
oh-ho is a make.
Two longest field goals in NFL history are owned by Cam Little. 68.
So close.
And 67. Does he hit a 70-yarder next year?
Yes.
And if so, should it be worth 7 points in fantasy? I say yes.
Also yes.
Yeah. By the way, not to brag or boast, I did win my fantasy league.
Oh.
Despite Josh Jacobs trying his best.
Wow, you won that matchup.
I won with Jacobs.
That's definitely not a brag. Yeah. Good job. Good work.
My fifth championship, but that's fine. It's neither here nor there.
We should mention Fitzy won here.
Congratulations to Fitzy.
He eliminated Billy. It's a shame. We're all
Billy made the finals. Congrats to Fitzy, though. Yeah. You know what it was? I think
good
me and
for
Fitzy,
you. Good for you, Fitz.
Brock Purdy's a machine.
Machine.
Brock Purdy? Way better than he has any business being, so he won me the title.
Yeah, that Purdy McCaffrey combo that Fitzy had. I mean,
until
week 18, it was good
stack. Didn't
need it. Didn't need it.
It was good strategy by him.
Yeah.
What about the Browns and the Bengals?
What happened?
Why are we playing this? I'll tell you why. Yeah, we had NFL history yesterday, Joe.
Burrow, he's under pressure. He's sacked. And there it is. A record that has stood nearly a quarter of a century has a new leader as 30-year-old Myles Garrett records his NFL record 23rd sack of the year.
23rd sack. Of course, you got Drake May five times.
Yeah.
That was a big help.
Yeah.
I think you got Lamar four times.
There was another
they played him a couple times.
Was that who he got? He got another guy. Oh, I thought there was another four-sack game that he had.
I don't know. I thought he was going to break the record sooner, to be honest.
He thought he was going to break the record sooner. Remember when he's like, it's inevitable that I'll break it, which I guess he was technically right about.
He got it. It took him to the last game of the season, and it is 17 games.
Yes.
Michael Strahan was asked about it in the Fox post game.
Oh, like, I didn't hear
this. Passed your record because Strahan had 22.5, and Strahan's like, I did it in 16, which is true.
Yeah. I think Deacon
Jones. Then they stopped the game.
I think Deacon Jones had like 21 and like 14 game schedules. If you really want to play that game, Strahan, you can.
True.
Yeah.
So they stopped the game. They prop him up on his shoulders. They walk him off the field like he's Rudy. The Bengals are like, we're trying to do hurry-up offense here. The Bengals are pissed. And so Jamar Chase had some good quotes after the game.
I found the whole thing annoying. Yes, they're going on and on after the game about how good of a guy Myles Garrett is. I'm like, he tried to kill someone on the field like 5 years ago. You guys remember that, right?
His helmet
like, I mean, just spare me, though. He's a good guy and all this. So, like, he's got the sack record.
He's the
record.
Best guy.
Just stick with the sack record. Why do we got to go to, like, the next level? He's trying to murder people on the field.
Yeah, but what did Mason Rudolph say?
Well, fair question.
Yeah, good point.
But he's out there trying to kill people.
Yeah.
He's out there talking to other guys about dinosaurs.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's with Chloe Kim. one of the real power couples in the world of sports.
A lot of power in that, I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. You say most of it from Myles Garrett, is what you're saying?
What
about the Bears and the Lions?
Hey, what happened?
From 42 yards out, trying to give the Lions the W. Snap and hold are good, and the kick is up and good, and the Lions going to finish their year with a win in Chicago, 19-16.
Wow.
Nice, Tom.
Indeed. They do finish with a winning record, but pretty amazing. Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions lose both their coordinators, including one to the other side yesterday in Chicago, and missed the playoffs. So the Lions were a wagon last year. People thought they were going to make it to the Super Bowl, which they didn't. Lose the coordinators. Dan Campbell took over play calling duties and all that. Chicago Bears lose the game, however, at 11-6, still had a chance for the number 2 seed. It was going to come down to the Eagles Commanders game.
What happened?
Johnson, the fake. He'll run. He'll want to throw. Goodness. He's going to get a touchdown. The Commanders have taken the lead. 1 yard touchdown run by 39-year-old quarterback Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson.
Good for him.
I mean, just put out the call. Josh Johnson, he'll play quarterback for you.
He's ready.
So the Commanders win. Eagles fall to 11-6 based on the tiebreaker, though. The Eagles will be the 3. The Bears, the 2 seed, they will take on the Green Bay Packers coming up on Saturday. One of the Saturday games.
I'm surprised the Eagles sat their guys.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really get that either. Don't you? Wouldn't you want Green Bay instead of the Niners? I mean, obviously not. And maybe they just didn't care.
I guess they don't care.
But yeah, if I was a Niners fan, I'd take that as a slap in the face, just like all these teams taking dives to get the Patriots yesterday.
A lot of slaps in the face. So here's your schedule in order. Rams, Panthers have the first game Saturday, 4:30. Mm. Packers, Bears, 8:00 at night on Prime.
Okay.
Sunday 1, Bills, Jags.
Good game.
You know who's watching that game? Tony Boselli and Bruce Smith.
Oh, yeah.
4:30, 49ers, Eagles. 8:00, Patriots and Chargers. And then the Monday night game is Steelers, Texans.
That one might be a skip. There's a few skips in there, but like, you know, Sunday night Pats, that's good.
Everything is basically a 3.5-point spread with the exception, or 1.5 or 3.5. Then you have the Rams are heavy favorites against Panthers.
Big time.
And they already were pretty close.
They already lost to them, didn't they?
Yeah. With the Rams or the Panthers?
Rams lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, yeah. But they're 10.5-point favorites.
It's hard to beat them twice.
That's what I've heard.
That's what it is. You know, it's hard to beat the Panthers two times.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, there you go. What happened? Week 18. In the NFL, 617-779-7937. You can get into, all the happenings from Week 18, including the Broncos locking up the number 1 seed. Are they the scariest team in the AFC, or are they fraud?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So let's get to that next.
If the Broncos win the one seed today, if they get the home field, they get the only bye and all the rest of that, do they become the team to beat?
Listen, I think they're going to win today, right? We heard Sal Pal talk like the Stars are playing. They're treating it like a playoff game. The truth is they also need the one seed more than any other team in the AFC, I think, in the sense that this is probably the least dominant one seed that I can remember, right? Teddy, I know you love point differential. The Broncos have the fifth best point differential in the AFC. Think about that, and they're going to be the one seed. They've had 12 comeback wins this year. Mm-hmm. That is the most in NFL history, right? Like, do we think that that is sustainable into the playoffs when you're going to play the Texans who can close games out, right? When you're going to play the Patriots? I don't know if it is. So I think they need to get the one seed. But this is as open a race as I can remember in a field, obviously, for the Lamar Hunt Trophy. I don't know who the favorite is.
Alex Smith on ESPN Sunday Countdown does not believe in the Broncos, Keith.
Huh. Which you usually hear a lot of that talk as it relates to the Patriots. You haven't heard that too much about the Broncos, but there's actually more proof probably for the Broncos than the Patriots.
I think even yesterday. The last 2 weeks, look at the Broncos. They've had a lot of these games. Their defense is awesome. And Bo Nix has some sort of clutch gene, I'll give it to you.
Moxie.
Yeah, Moxie.
He has a good Moxie.
In fact, I like that better than clutch gene.
Had a ton of Moxie against the backup Chargers
yesterday.
That's
too much
calm
credit.
Down.
But like, they...
He's got chutzpah?
They could have lost to the Chiefs a couple of weeks ago with their third string quarter. I still don't even know how to say that guy's name. Alotican? How do you say his name?
You got it.
Nailed it.
I think you did.
And yesterday against Trey Lance, it's not like they dominated that game. I mean, it was within hand and they were never threatened, but 19-3, was that the final?
It was
10-3 forever?
19-3.
Like,
no, I know there's like, hey.
They're having trouble dominating backup quarterbacks.
There's obviously you either won or you lost and like that's it. But if you want to get into like the nuance and if you want to be like, oh, that's when you could have lost or that's when you could have won, that kind of thing, the Broncos had some wild games all year. And we were talking about it in you know, during what happened and just throughout the season when you saw them as another team that could be competing for the number one seed. But their game, their international game against the Jets this year is one of the worst NFL games of all time.
So bad.
And they shouldn't have won. They beat the Jets 13-11. And they were losing in the game.
Justin Fields Jets.
Fields Jets.
Yeah.
Fields Jets.
The worst kind of Jets.
The next week. So they followed that up by playing the other New York team, the Giants, another team that's going to be picking in the top five, fired their coach. They were losing like the entire time.
It was 33-0 going into the fourth quarter.
Something like that. Yeah, I forget the exact number.
No, they won 33-32. So yeah, I think they were down like 32-0. So like on the money, you're like, they came back and won, but they needed Jackson Dart to do a bunch of dumb stuff, and like the game was just a mess. Then they had a few other. They beat the Vegas Raiders on Thursday Night Football, so you may have even seen it. 10-7.
Yeah, another dump of a game.
The worst team in the NFL.
Now look, the Patriots lost to the Raiders. If you want to play this game out, and
good point.
This is where I think Patriots fans need to be careful with what they want to do. You can't pick apart who Denver's beat. Oh, it's all backups. Oh, they're barely beating these teams. You can't play that game with the Broncos and then get upset when people do it with your schedule. You know, you can't get upset and frustrated when you're like, well, why are people playing the schedule game? You play who's on the schedule. Yeah. You win the games. What's their record? You can't say that about the Patriots and then turn around and play that same game with the Broncos. So I'm fine playing that game. The Patriots, yes, haven't really beaten a lot of good teams. That's just true. That's factual. It's inarguable, even though fans want to argue it. I also would pick apart what the Broncos have done this year. I don't find them as a team daunting. I do think the spot of going into Denver in an AFC title game, that is daunting.
No, that is. And if they wear the Orange Crush uniforms, then maybe forget
about
it.
Even more so.
Yeah, maybe stay at home.
Daunting but, squared.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that they sum up the AFC pretty well. I think you're like, the Broncos are the one seed. It's wide open. Seahawks are the one seed in the NFC. That's going to be wide open too. Like, do you think it's going to be Bo Nix, Sam Darnold in the Super Bowl? Because I don't.
No.
And so.
In fact, I'll definitely bet against Seattle in
2 weeks.
It
won't be them.
I got to see who Denver's playing, but I could see myself betting against them.
Yeah, but this is a year, and maybe the first I could think of in a long
Denver,
time.
If it's Denver-Buffalo, I'll be betting Buffalo.
Same. Yeah. But, like, there are obviously seven AFC playoff teams. I think what, four or five of them can make the Super Bowl. Yeah. I think you can have a compelling argument that the Broncos are going to get there, the Patriots are going to get there, the Bills are going to get there. Maybe pick an AFC South team that you like. Do you like one of those teams more than the other?
You're skipping,
Houston or Jacksonville?
Skipping right over Jacksonville.
Okay, Jacksonville. All right, no, but I'll throw them on there. I don't think it'll be the Chargers or the Steelers. I really, really do not. But everybody else, they got a real shot at it. That's how wide open it is.
617-779-7937. That's the state of the AFC. Are the Broncos frauds? And how would you feel about going into Denver for a potential AFC title game, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, with a game on Sunday night against the Chargers, wild card weekend. Pat's back in the playoffs for the first time since 2021, hosting a playoff game for the first time since 2019. We'll get into the matchup and the playoff draw for the Patriots coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.